the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Food company commitments are pushing cage-free egg production to new heights, but U.S. egg markets are returning to more normal production growth, producer profitability, and specialty egg premiums. According to CoBank's Trevor Amon, it began with the avian flu outbreak in 2015 that caused egg prices to climb and pushed egg production higher. At about the same time, 229 major food companies pledged to use cage-free eggs by 2025. Amon says since then, cage-free egg production has surged. Have dairy futures favored into NAFTA negotiations? Market analyst Sarah Dorland with the Daily Dairy Report doesn't think so, saying the futures market is accounting for higher milk prices from Europe, adding she thinks most hope that NAFTA will be successfully renegotiated at this time. Others tell AgWeb.com there's no way to know for sure, but futures markets may have noticed that Mexico is looking to other countries, including the EU, for dairy products. The USDA has announced it is withdrawing from the Organic Livestock and Poultry Practices final rule. The National Farmers Union's Rob LaRue says it's a disappointing decision by USDA, adding it supports the OLPP rule's intent as it would improve the consistency and integrity of organic livestock practices and labeling. LaRue says the move endangers the organic label's integrity and leads to consumer confusion. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.